Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to a new wonderful day. This is Psychic Jethro. I'm welcoming all of you that have been listening to Psychics Gone Wild. We've had a really good weekend. One of the really excellent things, as you guys have been seeing, is we're having a variety on the show. We've also got some new and exciting psychics there. We've had some really good response. I welcome all of you new psychics who enjoy talking on the show, whether you want a reading or just to talk about who you are. Call 773-897-6461. We also know now that that is a Chicago number. The big thing that's really made us all laugh about it is those of you who called, I had a really good experience last week with a few of the callers who really enjoyed calling in and wanted to know how to get to us on Facebook. You can write Celestial Readings at yahoo.com and ask her to be on Psychic Chat. We are pretty strong. We are right now at a good 400, way over 400 members on Facebook with the Psychic Chat. We welcome all of you. And once again, yes, we do allow that. One thing you will find out that you'll see as you get in there, you're going to have a lot of other psychics. And when you are writing or asking us to go ahead and promote the shows, we love that. Please get in there with the Psychic Chat. We've got some really good artistic talent in there. For those of you who listened to the show last week and listened to Linda, she put some of hers on there. We've got Casey Kelly was on here this weekend doing the Destiny card. She's been on here some of the weekdays. One of the excellent things is we're going to have some more publicity for all of you. The thing that we love and that we have as a psychics is you get the variety. You call as you go through it. I apologize to a few of you who got to get in Thursday. We were really busy. I know that we had over 12 callers. I run as fast as I can, but as you see here, this is some things that we need to kind of get out a little bit. So those of you who email us, this is the only way that you can contact me a lot of times. And I'm suggesting to you, and one of the great contests we're giving away today is to get yourself a half an hour reading with me, Psychic Jethro. Join and become a follower of the show. That way you can message and email us, and a lot of times they're on the websites. As today we're going in, I thank all of you who are in there. There's some members already. I am very good at multiple tasking, but to give you that really good reading, I prefer to just go ahead and talk to you on the phone and then welcome it. You guys, I really like the fact that we've got you. We welcome you. Please, in the psychic room, feel free to chat. Enjoy the time we've got here together on Blog Talk Radio. This is Psychics Gone Wild, and this is Psychic Jethro. What I really want to talk today, a little quickly before we go into giving out a few of the free mini readings, and I do suggest those of you who, thank you, who've been contacting and getting the full half an hour, you're going to get so much more than you get with the show. I love that. I like the fact, I do enjoy talking with everyone. I love the fact that, but I like to get into this really seriously of helping you, and one of the things as we're doing and we're finding out here is I've got a really good years of following, and that's why, because I do the extra time. I really thank you for the compliments you've got. Last week was really great with Celeste, the psychic. We're kind of waiting on her a little bit here. I'm sure she'll be coming in a little while, and you guys are going to have her all the way from Sedona, Arizona. One of the really good things about Celeste, and one of the things you guys have got is, yes, she's very sensitive. We got real personal last week. We had a lot of you even asking about Celeste's life, and you got the real truth answers. Be ready when you call a psychic to talk pretty much open. I mean, you're going to have a few of us who on this show are a little wild and crazy, and that's what we're doing here, is we're getting wild. One of the excellent things that we're doing and we're promoting with all of you is, as we were going through this psychic's world, we've also got some really excellent things happening. We got Celeste here now with you guys. Celeste, how are you?
Hello, good morning. How are you, Jethro?
Crazy and wild and ever. We went to Marco Polo Island and saw all the dolphins and the wildlife, and I made a friend with a really cool starfish I named Sandy that my K Mimi put back.
I love it. That's awesome.
It was purple. It was like, oh, Celeste loves purple, everybody.
Oh, I want to come get one.
Oh, I got shells for you. We're going to be sending them. We're going to have to get bigger boxes to send them. We
nice.
Brought home. She knows how little Kay's car is. Kay has a spider, and we brought home enough shells that I had my knees up to my neck, and I still, we need to go back. We still had more shells that we left.
Oh, no. I have a trail of them all the way home, huh?
Pretty much, yes. You've got to come down and visit us here in this crazy Florida. It's
definitely.
It's on the tip of Florida is Marco Island. And as I was telling everybody, I said last time they called in last week, we got really intense and blunt when they just asking you questions. And I said what we really enjoy is we like the people calling in, that 773-897-6461. And talk to us. You're on Psychics Gone Wild. You've got Psychic Celeste. You've got Psychic Jethro. And we're going to be going here live in a few minutes. We've had some of you wait a little bit, and we're going to give one of those calls a chance here in just a minute. One of the things we really love about it is we went real wild Thursday, and we've already got people writing. We will be looking at maybe increasing a half an hour. I can go that on some of the shows. One thing we really, and I'll let you guys know that are listening in, is each show is pretty much that psychic. One of the really good things that we've got is with the show right now is that if you call in, you're on Mondays, you can pretty much know that you're going to be getting Celeste. So,
yeah.
You know, you guys that really loved that last Monday, we apologize that we went a little bit, but we try to see everybody and always get a hold of us. Celeste, how do they get a hold of you if they need that reading?
They can go ahead and email me at celestialreadings77@yahoo.com. They can get through in touch with me through Skype, Celeste3392, and they can also reach me on keen.com under Psychic Medium Celeste, and you can also give me a call. My home number is 928-554-4422. So there's several different ways. So just give me a call, email me, whatever you like, and I will get back to you as fast as I can.
Great, and we're going to go ahead now and everybody go right into 484. You've been really patient for me this morning as I rattled everything out for you. Thank you for calling Psychics Gone Wild, and you've got Psychic Celeste, Psychic Jethro. How are you, 484?
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Shiloh.
Hello, Shiloh.
Hi, how are you?
Wonderful. How are you doing today?
Well, I had a beautiful Easter. It's just, my nerves are really frazzled regarding my love life. That's the problem. And I really don't know what to do regarding my love life or this whole situation. And I'm hoping that you can maybe give me some answers or insight or something.
Okay. I'm picking up that you need to detach from anybody right now. You just kind of need to go within yourself and just look at what you really want out of life. Maybe just go within and practice some quietness with yourself, some meditation, and really focus on who you want to bring into your life if you really do need a partner right now. Jethro, are you picking anything else up?
I do feel that. I do feel something here, Shiloh, with you that also that's happening. I feel like you've really have something here really positive coming in the future, and I think that that's why they're having you do that time, is that I agree very much in what Celeste is picking up here on what I feel with you, Shiloh, is I'm going to have you just for a minute for me, just I'm feeling some energy here, but I'm going to have you say your date of birth. I apologize to bring that up here. You're talking about relationship, and a guidance should never ask that, but I need to pick up a little bit of energy here of timing is why I asked that.
Okay. My date of birth is 8/29/74, and I would like to know if this man from the past is going to be resurfacing.
Oh. See, that's what I think that's what me and Celeste are picking up. Both of us are picking up something we're trying. There's this person is someone who they're like hot and cold with you.
Yep.
That's the one. That's what I'm getting. Are you, Celeste, getting that?
I am, yeah. Maybe she needs to step back, but yeah, there's something going on with that.
Right, he hasn't been coming around or communicating in a couple of weeks, so I don't know if this is the end of the road or if he's going to resurface. That's why I'm kind of don't know what's going to happen here.
Mm.
We didn't
I feel
even have
he is.
A breakup or nothing.
See, I think he obviously he's going to, and I think there's something here going on with you that this is why we're both getting that introspective thing, that I think this person is, like you said, you didn't have a breakup with you, but this person is, I think this person is confused or something with you. That's that hot and cold. And what I keep picking up is the guys are giving me this energy of be careful. They're warning me. They're same thing as you felt Celeste in there. She's picking that same thing up. Take some time, step back, because there's there's like obviously this person is, they've not got your interest at heart, and they're putting energy towards you that's not, it's not making sense. And that's the thing. I mean, you didn't break up, you didn't do it. Well, they just take a time back and then they pop back in. And I think the really sad thing is they need to really realize if, you know, what's going on with them. And what I keep picking up from this person is that they have a part-time relationship love with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree totally with that.
Feel that really strong, and I apologize, Shiloh. Stay with us. I've got you on there. You can hear us, but the phone is going crazy on your end. I don't know if it's somebody's throwing ice cubes or having a party at your house,
yeah,
but we're having it here. So we're going to go into it a little bit, and we're going to just go ahead and read here with it. I'm going to have bring you back in just a minute as we go through this. So, you know, as we're talking here, Celeste, I mean, she was asking us with that, what do you feel, what we're sensing here is the immediateness. There's something here that's going on immediately. I'm for some reason, I'm able to get it, but I can't really pick it up for Shiloh. What is happening there?
I'm just feeling that she needs to really look at this relationship if it's really right for her. And I don't know if it would be, because he obviously isn't, you know, really interested, you know. He has some things that he needs to look at and to see if he really wants to be with somebody right now.
And there's Shiloh. Can you hear us back? I've got you back on. It looks like they quit throwing ice cubes for a minute. So we've got a really good thing here. Both of us are getting that. I'm going to do another little favor here for a psychic. You know, we need a little more energy because we're reading him through you. And in all fairness to me and Celeste, we need to get a little more. So I'm going to have you give me the energy by you saying your name to us. It allows us to read a little farther. And if you don't mind, I know this is a personal thing to do over radio because we're not just sitting down doing this in a psychic store. Or in the case of, you know, I go to people's houses, psychics on wheels, and read it for people. One thing you really want is me and Celeste need, if it's okay with you, would you give us his name, birth date, or something so we can ask?
I can do that. My name is Shiloh, and
okay.
his name is Jason, 41775.
Oh, man, that opened a whole door there. I feel you and Jason are got karmic ties. That changed the whole energy for me. I feel that these energies are exactly what Celeste is picking up. There's something going on here that these two, you guys are like hanging on to each, grabbing each other like two eagles. It's like one's going plummeting, the other one's got a hold of the other one, and you guys have got so much going on that it's like breathtaking for the rest of us around. The thing I really feel that's hard about it, and that's what got you, is you had no idea there was anything there. But I get that Jason has stepped back, because I feel that Jason's having some other, what's the word I'm looking for, Celeste? He's
taken a pause, a break, and, you know, looking at what he needs to do with his life and what he wants out of it.
Okay.
Yeah, I see the eagles, and they're, like, scratching each other. So, yeah, Jethro was right on.
So do you see him making a comeback my way, or is this over, or what with me and him?
I'm not feeling it very strong at all. Are you, Jethro?
The same thing. And when I feel with you, I feel that what we've got happening here with the energy is this is a male and female point of view. So you're going to get the best of these two psychics, because I agree with what she said with the scratching and fighting. But I think there's something about liking that. I'm feeling that he likes to kind of keep that stir up with you. So he's kind of stepped back. I do see later coming in, but I think Celeste isn't feeling it, because she's sensing what I'm feeling is the female sensitive side there is saying that it's kind of like – you're kind of wanting him back. I'm feeling your need, and I'm saying that because I feel you're going to pull him back in. But I think in normal circumstances, I would agree with Celeste. That probably really sounded wild, but the only way I can feel it and sense it is I'm seeing this happening. I get him back like in October. So for me, that would be a long time for a relationship. But some people would say, you know, that's not. Now where I'm going to look in between, we're in April now, and we're going to look for between April and October and see what's going on there. Because
okay.
I do think there's something else happening, you know. And we do love this for you guys that are calling in with Psychics Gone Wild. I had a lot of people ask. What me and Celeste are doing is we're getting permissions. You know, we always do this in confidentiality. We thank Shiloh that she's agreed to come on a live radio show and help with this. But as you see there, any of you psychics who are learning from this, please remember you always get to ask the permission before you do anything. And like in this case, the biggest thing is to try psychically make sure that you're getting your information and your time. This is the hardest, probably most difficult. And as you can see in here, what we're going through here is you're seeing me and Celeste do it for those of you at home and those of you who are learning. I thank you, Shiloh, for calling in, but it helps so
much. Hello? 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 Hello?
And I'm back. Psychic Jethro's back. I apologize to all of you. Hello.
Hey, that was crazy.
I'm back.
That was weird.
That was the way the energy is rolling, those of you who listen. We were just doing a little bit of a psychic lesson. I thank you, Shiloh. I know that this is there. One of the excellent things we had, and Shiloh, please call back if you got kicked out too, because I guess somebody didn't want me to give a lesson today. Sorry, it's Psychic Jethro's show. So what we also love to do is we give a little bit of time for you guys and energy. Those of you who are calling in, I know you get this, but this is to help. I thank you guys who are followers and listeners. One thing I've been really promoting and loving is when you go through this and you have those experiences, the psychic development, one of the best thing is that clarification. As I was saying that me and Celeste were doing there is we were helping Shiloh and giving Shiloh this down. One of the most hardest, difficult times is the time of the year. Now, if Shiloh don't call back, we've got more people, but I'm going to just let this go because of timing, too. But, you know, Shiloh, you're always welcome to get a hold of us at 773-897-6461. And especially when you get bumped off. I think that's saying something to energy, too. Yes, Blog Talk Radio and you know, my computer, Florida, the whole world probably has somebody out there with a monkey wrench playing with computers going, ha-ha. But I think even better, if you think about it, is if you look at energy. Isn't it kind of interesting that every computer has a crystal in it? Isn't it interesting that everything has an energy? Me and Celeste just both started putting our energy together, and boom, there it went. So you can see what's happening. I think, obviously, for this person that called in this relationship, you know, please call back. I welcome you guys. Those are the, you know, there we go, 484, we got you back. We're going to turn around and go to the next client. Please stay with us, Shiloh, and we'll get right back with you. 307, you're on Psychic's Gone Wild. How you doing?
Hello.
Hi. This is Psychic Jethro. We welcome you, and thank you for calling in, 307. You're in Wyoming, huh?
Yes.
Great. We thank you for calling, and we apologize with the show. We've got a Psychic's Gone Wild Hour show, so what we usually do right now is we're having people say their name and their general question, but if you'd like to have a reading here, you can just say your name, because we've got both me and Celeste today. You pick the day with the two strongest, probably pushy ones.
It's Leticia Hardy.
Great. Leticia, I'm picking up with you, I'm picking up a lot of tension there. I pick up that you are, I feel like there's a lot going on, and I think that you've got people that are jealous of you.
Oh, yes. That's exactly how I'm feeling.
Man, it's like, whoa, and I thank you for calling. And I'll tell you what really is getting me is that I can see the other energy is you're pretty much having to fight for this. You know, I feel you really getting some things going. I thank you for calling. I'm sure you're one of our psychic chat friends or somewhere. That name's familiar, but more energy-wise, I can feel you just having to stick up and fight. You're kind of like our Celeste. Celeste is like this. She's a very sweet, nice person, but everyone don't realize Celeste has another side. You know, and it's like she has to fight to because she's attractive and she's a nice person. She has to have that ornery to survive. I think women, you know, I think now this is my opinion. You guys can correct me if I'm wrong as a male, but don't you think that of the sexes, women are the most brutal?
I agree.
Because that's what I'm getting. And I'm feeling it. I mean, let's just be blunt. We're on Psychic's Gone Wild. We can be honest. This is like, you get two men mad, and 90% of the time, most men will just be mad and mad at you. But you get another two women mad, and they'll go to your neighbors, to your family. They'll go to people you never even met just to make sure they don't like you before you see them that day. You know?
That sounds so familiar, yeah.
That's just wild to me. I mean, we talk about psychics gone wild. That's just wild and world. But in energy here, Letitia, and I, as I was reading this, I feel like this month is going to be some really strong you pushing and pulling. And Celeste, yeah. What are you getting with this, with the women thing? Because I can feel them. I can feel you just like they're coming at you from all directions. And you know,
yeah,
it's like
with claws out and like I'm getting the word conflict. Is it in your work, Letitia?
It's not really in my work. It's like the people that are around me.
Like family or neighbors, even.
Yes.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, I'm feeling it really intense. Gosh. How have you? I'm not sure, Jethro.
Oh, I it's all right. And I feel it. It's a very big, strong stress. I feel that I feel it has to do with love. I feel there's a relationship real intense going on there. There's some other ones there, and I feel you've got competition of some kind. You've got some very strong people, psychic defense energy we're feeling from this. They're just like throwing at you like from here and there, and that's why I tease you about you've called in with the two probably strongest. Is, you know, I'm a Scorpio and Celeste is a Pisces. We're very emotional, very strong. Can you give me your date of birth here, Letitia? Let's look at this a little farther.
12/22/85.
Oh my goodness. See, now here we go. We're talking Sagittarius. Yeah, that's part of it. You got fire on the mountain, and you know the old song, lightning in your soul, because there's like things going wild there. And it's just like as you've got it happening. It's like I feel this has become an energy. I see the next 2 months. I see you kind of stepping back. I see you getting assertive. I see you telling people where to hit it, and it's not a polite go to Disneyland. Yeah, I see you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you do. And I see you going, okay, straight up, I see you going through some friends. I see you throwing some people out like you're cleaning out your closet. I mean, there's. Mm-hmm. I see faces. I'm seeing, here's a woman's face. I see you with some family going straight up. You either treat me good or you don't treat me. You either treat me with respect or you're not in this party. I see you. I see some real hurt here that I feel there's a male who's got this thing for you that he's kind of liking that. He's liking that fiery fight. I mean, I was with a Sagittarius woman. Don't get offended, please, but I'm real blunt. But it's fun to see you guys go mad if you're not the one that you're going mad at.
Yeah.
I mean, you're fun. I love to watch it. You get a fiery Aries or a Leo, whoa, you hit a Sagittarius that's got an attitude, and you're going to see some excitement. And it's unfortunate. Us males, we like to watch it as long as you're not the one they're going after. I mean, we laughed. I mean, through the years, I'll share a moment. I can't say names because of confidentiality, but I had a relationship with a fiery one who the biggest fun for me was to see other women like this, what we're just talking about, push her button. Because you are funny. You're real blunt. I mean, one thing about a Sagittarius, if they think it's going to come. You don't have to worry about hitting the door. Or an Aries. An Aries woman's the same way. You know, you want to... You know, I'm feeling it. I'm just going, oh, baby. And what the thing is that some people love that. Now, and if, you know, this is the difference between astrologies here. You've got water. We're all like real sensitive, real deep and intense. Scorpio more. Sometimes Pisces get real. You know, you can't figure out what's in the water. You get a fire sign, you know what's right up. They're like, does that burn? That's hot. Stop. That's good. That's comfortable. I want you to feel the warmth around your shoulders. I want to singe those fingers. And they're just like, and it's, you you know, and I think that's what's going on. Can you give us a little bit on relationship? Is there, there's someone here that you've got in your heart that, can you give me the name, or is this too much to do confidential?
Oh, no, it's, his name's Walter, but we call him Alexis.
Okay, that's why we're, look at the two different names. I'm going to make, Celeste is excellent in this with her Pisces. Celeste, what are you getting there with that, names of those two in relationship?
I'm getting, is there another woman that he is, he can't decide between you and her? Am I right on that, or?
No.
No, okay.
It's like his mother or something. There's some woman that there's
female?
Some woman. There's a woman that's causing you.
It's his mom.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
See, and I apologize. See, I'm a male because I can pick that up. But what did you see there? Now that was really excellent. As you guys are listening to Psychics Gone Wild, you had a psychic Pisces right away pick up another woman because this mom is like right between the two.
She's wanting to keep you from being with him. Kind of like it's her baby boy. Am I right on that?
Yeah,
okay.
she's doing a competitive thing. And now this is the difference you see with the sexes here. Is as a male, I can see this mother. I can also see not only is she kind of got a suffocating little thing going on, but she's also promoting him. She's some of the qualities. Now, Letitia.
Uh-huh.
You are one of those people that when you have a man, you like him to be like dress up. You like him looking good. You like him on your arm. You like the fact that when you walk in a place, other women are kind of like, whoa, what's going on? Those two have got it going on. I could tell. I'm really good at watching people, 30-some, almost 40 years of it. What I also see with you really strong, and I feel with you and I sense with the energy, is I feel that when you've been kind of getting him a little prepped up or getting him to do, he's kind of a little bit, when he's around you, he's a little bit of a bad boy. You kind of tweak him a little bit that you want him looking good, but you want him, you know, classy and ornery like you. You're kind of ornery. I mean, not to be mean, that's not a cut down. You're kind of like, you know what I'm saying? You know, there's people that are out there with the flair, and they come out, and they're wearing peacock feathers, and people are screaming, please let my eyes breathe. But no, I don't see that with you. What I see with you is I see you out there, and I see you being attractive, nice, and they're like, whoa, and you got their attention. That's fire, too. You like to be classy. You're not going to go outside and, you know, with joggers on and one hair sticking up and scream. You don't really care about the thing out with people. But when you come out on stage or when you're in public with your man, You pull that energy. People are like, man.
Exactly.
You know?
Is he kind of like wanting to stay with, you know, near his mom and like, and then when he's with you, he's kind of different? Does that sound?
Well, I mean, like, he hasn't seen his mom in about 7 years, but when he's on the phone with her,
mm-hmm.
I can feel the, you know,
like,
the distance already.
Okay. Excuse me. So he's not really a mama's boy, would you say?
I would say he is. I would say he is.
Okay. Because I was picking that up. I just want to make sure.
Okay.
And really hitting with the energy. This is what is really a shame here. When you see this with other people's fight, or when you see with the energy too, is look at what's going on. You've got this woman, and there's one of those claws Celeste was talking about. Mama's mm-hmm. sticking them into you. You've also got another thing going on here too. Is I feel like you have got some other. You've got some other ones there that are really kind of, you know, they're trying to help you, and I would say these are like your good girlfriends, your good close people, and I feel that out of that, you've got some of them that they're there, but there's a couple of them that are not helping. They're like, you're kind of the one they come to talk to. You're the one that's, you know, what's going on? They want to know. You're what I call their window, and I think that they're hurting you in a little bit. Some of it is they're like leaning on you. I feel like you're helping them with their kids. You're helping them with their life. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
That's what I'm getting, and I feel them just like, and they've got a little bit, you know, and one loves you. I mean, she loves you so much. I feel like you two are like sisters. I wouldn't want to step in there. She might take you out.
We are. Yes. She actually is my sister.
That's
good job, Deborah.
Okay, it's early in the morning, guys. I'm the night psychic. But, you know, and it's the, we got me today. We will take this back, this tape. I do not want this up. No, I'm kidding. It'll be on the air. But, you know, what's really hilarious is she, and it's, she's your sister. And it's like, I see this energy. I see these you two going, woom, woom. And it is so intense. The other part there is I see this causes conflict with other ones. I see other ones with their claws out. They hate you for that. They're like, well, what are you two like? Why are you two? Well, here you are, sisters, but they don't get along with their sister. So they're like, they're throwing daggers at you. I feel that you've had some verbal scrapes with people. I feel like you went up and like got somebody's face and told them to back down, sit down. You know what I'm getting? Yeah. Oh yeah. I love this battle. You guys who understand this, please bear with me. I'm from Native American families, and everybody thinks this is, you know, I'm a little kooky. To me, I love that. I love somebody who sticks up for themselves. I've had relationships with people who walk out, and they're like, people are getting their face, and they're like, and people are just like, oh, and they're scared. They won't look or do. So I date, I have to have a, this is normal. I come from a Native American mom. My mom is, nobody messes with my mom. And it's not just like everybody's like, oh, don't mess with mama. It's like my mom will go toe-to-toe. And her thing is the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And it's like, woo-woo, you know. So I love that. I take my hat off to you, Leticia, and I apologize. You're getting all the crazy psychics gone wild day with Jethro. So we get back with Celeste and we get on to this. I love the fact that you're getting this. I also feel you need to kind of see what you called in today was to see what's going to happen for you because of all this chaos and what we originally said, the claws hitting you, right?
Right.
Okay. I'm going to look here, and I'm going to give you a little bit of my prophecy, and then we'll do a Celeste, and you picked it. Make sure you join our show. Please become one of our followers. We invite you. We've got a show pretty much every day. Once in a while, with technical difficulties, or as we see sometimes family situations, we won't. But we pretty much welcome everyone to call in, and we have pretty much daily. But going with you on the energy there and what I feel the next couple months, like I said, I see you cutting little ties. I see this coming into, I see this relationship, you and your relationship kind of pulling together on some things that is not making sense. It's kind of like you two are, you're headbutting.
Mm-hmm.
I feel you two headbutting. I feel you going straight up, not going to go it.
Yeah.
Don't. I see, yeah, I see you.
I agree
going,
with that.
You either step up and tell Mama to sit down again and relax,
exactly.
Or you're going to be back with Mama.
I feel that strong too, Jethro.
Yeah, I feel there ain't no sunshine since she's gone. I love that song. It's an old song, and my angels are telling me that. They're telling me that he loves you. He ain't kidding anybody. Part of it, you've not only helped him grow, but part of it is he likes that fact. He likes that you on his arm. He likes the fact that you're not only attractive, you're also ornery, as I was telling you, and blunt. But I also feel with him going here with the energy, I feel you kind of going, you know, you guys, you're either with me or you're over here. But you don't get to play. You don't. And I see with this other part, I see this sister just like pulling you in. I see you two kind of like, you know, and that's the thing about sisters. I come from a big family too, and I see you guys just like, ha-ha. You know, I see you arguing, I see you fighting, I see you getting little scraps. I see you end up telling somebody else off for her. Because, you know, one thing about family, we can fight with them, but nobody's going to fight with your sister. You know, I mean, not wise. You know, not going to happen. And what I love with you is I see you putting some boundaries there, though. I see you kind of, they said there's something here about, okay, I'm going to do this much, and then no, I'm not. You've got to learn no. I feel you're a really good person, and I think you've got to learn to put some boundaries because they're pulling you around like taffy. Everybody's taking a bite out of Leticia. They're going, here we go. You know? And I see you also, some new change coming here with some financial. I see this better for you in June and July. And the angels are telling me that you're getting your groove on in August. You're getting things happening. Things are going for you. You're dancing. You're feeling better. I think August is going to be one of the best months. And, you know, obviously Sagittarius, now we're talking here and I'm doing some astrology real quick for you guys, math on the left side. You look at that 8th month always has lucky of it. So August is the 8th, 12th is the month of Sagittarius pretty much. You know, you're looking at it, I feel that being really lucky. Because of that, they're telling me to see the 4th of September. The 4th of September is real positive. Now, if you guys were listening real quick, and I hear you guys have listened to my show, what did he just spit at me? What I just did for you was what you guys asked me on the emails. That's how I get it, and that's why I'm so accurate on the numerology. So do exactly that, and it's going to happen. Those of you who know, you don't have to go as fast as Psychic Jethro, because they tease me I'm on too much coffee, and I'm not. But the real joke is that, you know, those of you who know I do everything real fast, do it at that pace. Enjoy that. Do what I just did there, and that's how you get it. So I thank you, Letitia. I know that you've got things to go do. We're going to welcome, you know, that the fact that you called in to us. We're going to go right into the next caller. And how you doing over there, Celeste and Sedona?
Great. Doing wonderful.
Great. She's ready to go, and we've got about 24 minutes left. And today we've got 9 callers waiting. I'm sorry we're not going to get to all of you, so please get a hold of us at those 928 numbers we told you about. If you'd like a reading with me, mine's 928-284-0437, and Celeste's is
928-554-4422.
Schedule in, come in with that time. We're doing some wild, crazy shows because of this. Right now, you can get a 50% discount with Psychic Jethro, a normal $60 reading for $30 if you call now and schedule. The thing is, I love with you free ones. I enjoy this on the radio. I want to help you. Please get your few minutes. You're welcome to call back, because this whole week we're going to be wild and going nuts here. Psyche's gone wild. We may get a surprise if we can get Celeste to call back in on one of our days. We're doing some afternoon shows this week. It always depends on with that. She's welcome to come back in. You've got Psychic on here with Kaylee doing her destiny cards with all of you, getting that energy. Don't forget Psychic Leo's going to be on with Psychic Jethro. Those of you who've listened to the Blog Talk Radio, this is going to be wild. Neither one of us hold back. Neither one of us males have any problem with getting real serious. It is marked for mature audience. I would suggest those of you who do not feel mature, please don't turn in that day. Your ears are going to be freaking, because we're going to get really wild. We're trying to get it to 2 hours. We're really promoting that. Right now, if you guys have been looking, we're putting that out. We've also got Lady Palmer coming in. We've had Spirit Messenger. We're looking at Spirit World. Those of you never know which wild one of us to come on and do. 267, you've waited a good while. Hello, and guess what? Jethro can't push the button. Hello. 267, you're on live with Psychic Gunwild. Thank you for being patient.
Hi, Jethro. It's Crystal. I actually just wrote you an email.
Oh, did you, Crystal? This is Psychic Celeste. This is a really cool. I'm glad you wrote me. Glad you called on. And we, you know, we're still talking here with Jerome?
Yes. Well, I mean, situations have kind of switched. I do want to have a reading maybe this week.
Oh, good. Yay.
I want to see what you're feeling, because, in all honesty, I feel like it's time for me to walk away.
Ooh.
And it's funny. She's actually trying to be, like, a friend. She won't. It's like she's... it's
you
the
called
funniest
it on
thing.
Her day, Crystal. That's what we were just been talking about, women and how they react. And you've got Psychic Celeste on the phone. Psychic Celeste, what are you picking up here right now as a psychic?
I'm feeling really sadness, like you're done. You just don't want to deal with this anymore. You have a life to live. I don't feel like you need to put up with anything anymore. You just stand strong and feel, you know, within your gut, which is your solar plexus, stomach area, and that's your personal power point, that you don't, you need to take your power back and stand up.
I apologize for laughing, Crystal. It was not at you, in no means. I was.
Oh,
just
no, it's okay.
I love when she says that. That's one of my favorite things. We're friends, and she said this to other people, and it just makes me laugh. I know that's probably evil. It's the Scorpio in me that's got that little monster
no,
Halloween. But I just
not
like.
At all.
I
like your personality. Not at all.
I am honored. Yes, I am. I was the little child that was spoiled rotten out of. I was the 6th in line of 8, and I was the spoiled one. I'm the one who kicked people in the shins. I'm the one who yelled the dirty word. I'm the one that said, "You'll have to kill me." I'm really spoiled. So it just comes with that, I guess. But I really do, Crystal, and I like what she just said. I agree very much. I'm welcoming that with you in the reading. I feel that you are getting some other things to happen, Crystal, and I think the really great positive thing that we've got going on here is, as you're going through this energy, I will give you that reading. I like that you're going to do the half an hour, because we've been hitting right on with you. And what I feel with you, Crystal, that I love what just happened here with you and Celeste, your energy is so, you're sad, but you're looking at to a psychic to end me. We're going to go and look at the future, and that's what I will do with you when we go through the reading. I'm also feeling here a little bit of something else that's happening here, and that's part of my little ha-ha. Is this may I share, Crystal, a little bit for those who haven't listened to the story, who's just new to the show today? I guess, I don't know if I will take that as an...
Okay. Yes,
okay. Because Celeste has been, you know, here she's new. We've got a couple others. Celeste can pick up psychically. We're both feeling with energy. This person, Crystal, has really been calling in. We've started out where I picked up with her and her boyfriend in the relationship that he wasn't letting go of an ex. He also has been playing this. Well, this ex has now decided to be Miss Stalker of the Month, and she's getting a hold of Crystal. She's driving Crystal Lulu. She's wanting to talk, and Crystal's pretty smart. We're gonna talk for Crystal. You've become a regular on Psychics Gone Wild, and all of us have been voting for Crystal. I have a few emails for Crystal while we're here today too, and I got you on the phone. People have wrote in, Crystal, I'm really proud of you. You know, you're hanging on to your man. Just be careful. You know, that says something. This is wrote from someone from Wisconsin, and what we here, these people listening in on the show and listening to it. And Crystal, one of the things that this, I've got another one here that says, Crystal, you know, be careful with this person. And they were picking up what I did. This is a psychic. This is another psychic, a friend of mine, who basically wrote and said, you know, tell Crystal to be careful, because we were all picking this up. This Crystal's trying to deal with this man. She's dealing with him. He's bouncing back and forth like the, you know, the pendulum on the thing. And Crystal's being the adult out of this, going, okay, if you want to be with me, or go back with her. In the meantime, she's called me. We've been a couple months of this. Now what's happened and what we're going to do in the energy is, Crystal's done the free will of doing this. I want to thank you for calling and having the guts to do this over the airwave. I know it's not easy. One thing I'm really proud of you is that you've been speaking about it and helping. You don't know how many other people you helped. Psychics Gone Wild, I had people call and write just like we've got there. You're calling, and I can guarantee you there's probably another at least 8 or 10 listening to us today right now who are feeling the same things you're feeling. And they're looking, going, Crystal, how is she going to react? So that I could do that. And then they said at home, yeah, I thank you. I got some little bit of chat there on my own.
Thanks. It makes me feel good, because ultimately I only want to help others. I mean, didn't think in this situation that would help other people.
It does, and I think this is one of the most grateful things that I really love about what we're able to do with this on Blog Talk Radio. We're doing is it really helps. Good example, we were talking earlier, this is a day you guys are hearing all about Psychic Jethro's life. I apologize, I'm just real, if I've been on. But what we've got is that, you know, I years ago, in listening to her radio show and going through just what she's talking about, helping others is what it does. Other people can tell you from things happening. One thing is psychically picking up with what Crystal did. I'm just real proud of her. Crystal, I've going to have to run. We've got about still 8 behind you. Is there anything that you want to quickly ask Celeste while you've got Psychic Celeste on the phone?
I do, for 2 seconds. Is there anything I need to watch out with Ashley, like right now? Because she's almost obsessed with me.
She's obsessed with you?
Almost. It seems that way, yeah.
I feel, I immediately got the word backstabbing, so be careful. Watch your back. Don't get too close.
Now, will he leave me alone at this point? Will he leave me alone also?
I feel him still trying to play. Sorry.
Yeah, I do too. Go ahead, Jethro.
No, but go ahead, Celeste. You're all right. You both get hyper. We're both watching out. Go ahead.
No, you're fine. I would watch out. I don't know if he's gonna keep being honest with you, but I would just watch the backstabbing.
And remember always, Crystal, one thing we talked about last time, and I think I can always do with you, remember there's always those places like Coalition Against Violence, there's places, if you don't ever feel safe or you feel awkward, it doesn't have to be. You can talk to someone, you can fill out a real paper, they'll notify and put a protection order up against the person. We're here, and that's what those places are for, is to keep you safe. Because this, if it's building and you ever get verbally threatened or it gets awkward, please go and get that. I very much am... for that, the Against Violence is an excellent organization. I very advocate it. I can tell you that, you know, those are where you get those safe things, because, you know, this is the kind of odd things when someone's getting like this with her and she's getting, you should never be put out there to be, you know, this person is just looking for this drama. And there's no reason.
But it's the biggest thing, like asking me to go to a Phillies game with her. Me, to go to a game with her.
Trying to do this, and now this sounds like she's working you two. So you two went together, and then she's telling him, and you know. And I also don't trust that. Look at that.
I don't either.
Me neither.
No.
Yeah, don't.
No.
Is he
done with the relationship there with me? Is he walking away as well?
Oh.
Ooh, I don't know. Let's see.
That's That's wild energy. I feel that he's still playing. I think that's why we all went, whoop, I didn't feel that.
Uh-huh.
We're looking and seeing. I see him still kind of, I think him still kind of doing things. I think he's still got the thing for you. I think that's why she wants you at the Philly games. Because she's like, I'm going to get rid of the competition.
One way or another.
Yeah, I actually called her out on it.
I'm blunt with my words. I called her out on it. And I got her to admit things like that.
Wow, that's good.
I said, I don't know what your issue is, and I don't know who you think I am, but, like, in all honesty, there's a vibe I get from you that I could just see you being that girl, so I'm going to take this girl out. And I looked at her and said, you've thought about that, haven't you? And she said, yeah. And this is the first time I've ever met this girl.
Again, great policy goes to Crystal. You rock, you roll. Well, we love you, Crystal. We got to roll. Call and get a hold of all of us. Talk to us again. I'm going to have to go to the next caller here. You're welcome to listen in, Crystal. We're going to just keep on going down the list. Thank you, guys. I know some of you have waited way close to half an hour to even we're there. Unfortunately, we've got 15 minutes left. We welcome you to call. Thank you guys on listening in. We're going to go right to the next caller, and the next caller is Mary Lou. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine.
Great. We welcome you. It's been a day or two since we talked.
Well,
hi, Mary.
I was listening, but if you took my call, I love get readings.
Mary Lou, we love you to get readings, and you got to get in today. We're busy.
Hey.
This is Psychic Jethro with Psychic Celeste, and thank you, Mary Lou, for loving a reading. I will let you talk a few minutes here with Celeste, and you'll get your reading with Celeste.
Oh, thanks, Celeste. Yay!
Go ahead, Mary. What was your question?
Celeste, my love life, do you see anything?
Let's see. I feel like it's really going to... excuse me, really going to go good in the month of June for you. Like, there'll be, like, dining and dancing and really feel a really strong heart connection. Does that feel right for you?
I'll take it.
Okay, great. Jethro, are you getting anything? All right, I guess he's not there. All right, so, yeah, I am feeling that really strong, that connection. Let me look at my angel cards here and see what I get for you.
That's good, though, Celeste.
Okay, great. Are you doing any kind of career transition at all?
Not that I know of.
Not that you know of, okay. Because that's what I got.
I would like you to pick up.
Okay. I feel like it's... there's going to be a triggering of a blessed career change for you. So that's something to look forward to. I don't know if you're looking for right now, but, you know, the universe works in mysterious ways. So
do you think it'll just pick up, or do you think it will just change completely?
I'm feeling like a change. You may not want to change, but, there's something might be in the cards for that.
I want a positive change.
It'll be positive, yeah. Yeah, I feel that. Definitely. What else in the way of the relationship do you have a question about?
I just don't know if I'll ever get one off the ground.
Okay. Go ahead and try with some intentions in the mornings, asking the universe for what you want, and it'll manifest for you. And that will help bring it forth to you even quicker and just really feel it. Do you do any kind of, like, a meditation in the morning or affirmations or anything like that?
Oh, for years. Years.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Okay.
You haven't speeded it up. I guess whatever you have to go through, you still have to go through.
Exactly. Right. Right. Okay. So, yeah, that's what I'm feeling. I feel like you're a really sensitive person and that you can get hurt easily. So, you know, just watch out. Let me try to tune in. Can you go ahead and say your name for me again?
Mary Lou.
Okay. I feel like you're going to meet somebody. I don't know if you, like, go to, like, libraries and just, you know, quiet more places, like... you know, theaters and things like that, out and about, and you're going to meet somebody that resonates with you. So,
okay.
Did that help you at all?
It's fantastic. I did have a question for Jethro. I wanted to know about his psychic development classes. Do you know anything about it?
I do. Sometimes he comes here to Sedona where I live.
Uh-huh.
And he's going to be having some, I don't know if he's going to have some over in Florida where he's at right now. I believe so. Also, I think we're planning another trip to go to Red Feather Lake up in Colorado. So you might want to look into that. Jethro, are you back?
I am back. Psychic Jester found a way back through his own show. This is wild.
No, are you going to be having psychic development classes anytime soon? Like
in
Sedona or Florida or the Shambhala?
Do you do them online at all?
I do them online. I do a weekly one through online, and I have a lot of people that will do. What we're doing right now is we're doing a deal where you go ahead and you send in, and I do. I send you the class, and then we talk on the phone for half an hour. The really good thing is right now I have them through email, and then we're going to be doing those in video. So you could do it in, I would send it to you as a video. You watch it at home on your computer, and then you turn around and send your homework and your class into me. We talk on the phone. I help you through on the phone, and it's a weekly class that way. It's like an 8-week psychic class.
How much is it?
It is, right now we're doing a special, so it's half, it's like $25 per class, so $200 for the class when you all get done. But the thing, and I say 8 weeks, sometimes people take, you know, with their life schedules, it doesn't matter if you get on third or second class, and I don't charge you for a class until you get over to the next one. It's like, okay, I'm having a good example, okay, I can't get through toning. When I'm in there doing my toning, my ahs are not opening and I'm not feeling the energy. So I'm working with you and we're like, okay, let's go through. We go through it, you take the class, and then for a week or 2 weeks, you're still working on your toning, and then you start to feel the vibration. You start to sense it, and you're like, psychically, I'm now feeling that chakra. I'm also starting to, when you get done with the psychic classes and the vibrations, you'll feel and sense and open. You'll feel, I mean, Celeste can tell you and other ones who've been to these classes, you're going to feel yourself developing. It's just, you know, I've done it, you know, I've done these classes for years, and what I love about is everyone's ability and senses do. So, yeah, I would really encourage that, and I love it, the fact, Mary Lou, of looking into it with it. We are doing the physical ones there. You know, it looks like the way things are looking, that here it looks like June, somewhere close to June, we're going to be basically in Sedona doing some classes and looking at those classes through the website. I encourage any of you guys to, you know, to get a hold of me. I do the video ones as we were talking.
How much do you charge for the ones you're doing in person?
The ones in person, we've got really good deals. We're going to go ahead and do what we did last year was we did 3 days class. That's almost, when you get done, it's close to 26 hours we put in 3 days. And we are charging $265 per person. And if you bring another person, we'll give you a deal on it. If you want to bring, you can save the $65 and just do two people at $200 a piece if you want to do that. And then we had people bring in, they ended up, if you bring in more people, we'll give you more deals. We, you know, it's a group thing, and what you want to do is bring in that. We're more interested in helping you. So when I come to that and financing, look at that attentively with that. And then if you come up and say, you know, like I've got people right now in New Mexico, good example, who are bringing five people. You know, I won't say names because I tease her. She's very shy. But a very good friend of mine, very good client now through this, and now she's ready to learn. And she's going to come up. She wants to go to Sedona. Sedona's June. And, you know, you're saying, I'm bringing five people. Well, we're going in and doing it. My only reason I charge the other thing, usually if people know me, is to get there. You know, I used to live in Pasadena, and it was like 8 hours. And I couldn't wait to see, you know, psychic Celeste is also, you know, one of the helpers there. She does a lot of meditation, a lot of strong teaching. We work together to see each other. I give the deals to everyone. So what I want to get you guys to do is just get a hold of me. And if you're interested, the one in June, it looks like we've got some openings. It's going to be depending on the time. We still have got an attentive thing here. See, I have a lot of people who, like the realtors is who I'm speaking. thinking of right now. They can adjust their schedule. So let's say you call me and say, okay, I want to do a class in June or July or whatever you've got. Then I talk to different ones and I say, okay, and I can give you a discount because they've been waiting to come. We didn't have enough. I won't do a class unless there's like usually at least 10 people, because one thing too is if I go and I fly over there and we do a 2 or 3 or 4, it's great and people think they get that one-on-one, but you don't get that other psychic sitting there. The angels are doing it. You know what I mean? And it's like, I want you sitting there like we're doing a class where you've got at least 7 or 8 other people, because we do a lot of work on ones. You know, I work with you a lot.
What part of Florida are you in?
Oh, I'm in Tampa.
You're in Tampa? I'm in New Orleans. We've been bringing psychics in to do psychic development classes.
Excellent.
Basically, people are coming at their own expense, but so far it's been going okay, pretty well. I mean, not losing any money or anything. So on down the road, after we've got a few more of these under our belt, we'll let you know if we think we can gather enough people together for you.
Oh, thank you. No, I like that. And actually, working together, I probably could, you know, let me know. And I've got some that I've got that are waiting. I do, like I said, and I apologize. You guys just caught me, and Celeste will tell you and other people. The money thing with me is an awkward one. I'm probably one of the older psychics than the ones. My thing is to make sure it's like the value in working with it and making sure, of course, I can get there and things. But really, I'm more concerned in what I love about it. Like she was just saying, I would think that would be really good to work together, because what you want is people that are raising the energy, feeling that development. And I think that that's a compliment. Mary Lou, you got me all mushy today.
You know, Tampa's not far. Is a doable drive to New Orleans, you know.
And I wanted to go when we came through. We stopped, you know, beautiful Lake Charles. Anybody's read my book knows that's where my second teacher Abby was came from. She was born in Lake Charles, Louisiana. Beautiful place. And we wanted to do in New Orleans. Everybody's talking about the Mardi Gras, and they were telling me the scary stuff there. And like, well, and I'm thinking as a psychic, I want to see that someday. And maybe this will be a way to come to New Orleans and do it. I look forward to it.
Well, the other thing is New Orleans is a good travel destination for people, and people will fly in if an event is affordable enough and stay. And then if you do it in the summertime, which is the off-season, staying in a hotel is a lot cheaper.
Oh, yeah. Well, definitely. Let's get together, like you said, and let's work on it. And let me put out a little bit of asking. I do this with this, and I say that, but what I'm doing is I'm doing with the angels, and I'm talking with them. Because people, you know, when it's meant to be, it'll come together. And I feel that very strong. I know that we're looking at September again for Red Feather in Colorado. It's become a pretty beautiful place up there with the stupa and the Shambhala. It's a meditational circus up there is what I tease them. But it's like more of a very beautiful place that they do healing energy with Lakota Indian, Native American there, very good and very beautiful. And when you go up there, we get into, I joke about and tease them with the circus, but they've just got so much going on that we went into the class last year up there, and it was one of the most positive. It just made you feel so much a part of it together. And we know with return there, I've had people who've already bought and they're friends, and they've gotten more of the, you know, people they've told about and referred them to, because, you know, of what we do. And what I like to do, and what we do a lot of it, is that we do work on the Tonys, we work on the energy, we work on the psychic developments, we see which of the type of the five feels good because all of our abilities, and then we really work and just, like Celeste will tell you, just really having fun and heightening your abilities.
Awesome. Well, yes. When I get off the phone here with you, I'm going to send you an email so you can find me.
Yes, thank you, and I'm really glad, and that feels very good. I have a feeling that obviously the guides are saying that, and I think it'll be really good, and New Orleans would be a lot of fun, you know?
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
I think so.
Very cool. Yeah. Well, thank you, Mary Lou. We've got a 5-6 minutes left, and as you guys have been listening into us, we thank you guys who've been really patient with us. One of the really good things that we have going on here is I love the fact of all of our friends and people we've got. We just heard that really there. We compliment. We should have, you know, and I forgot, and Mary Lou, I've got over here on the phone. Please know that you're welcome to call in. You're also welcome, as we were seeing there, maybe to look and see. I feel like that we should talk to her and maybe have Mary Lou help us a little bit on some of these days that we've got coming up. Psyche's Gone Wild, we're just having fun, and what we really love to do is help and compliment. So we know what you need to see there. I love the fact that those of you who've been calling in, I've got one more really big number that's coming up that's been waiting all day, so I'm going in without more ado. 951, this is Psychic Jethro on Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you?
see if you guys can see what you guys see for my love life, anything coming up.
Can you go ahead and give us your name?
Natasha.
Natasha? Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead, Jethro.
I'm feeling like there's something here. Go ahead, Natasha. And I'm blocking the energy. I apologize. You guys are hearing me behind. Go ahead with the reading. It's taking a minute. Go ahead. You're okay. Go ahead, Celeste. It's hard when they're putting the time on us real quick, but I'm just trying to block that energy. Go ahead, Celeste.
There, I'm feeling the month of May, something's going to come into your life, and they're going to be a positive energy for you. Feeling very strong relationship, and you've been waiting for a while, I think, for this.
Yes.
Go ahead, Jethro.
I feel that too, and I feel the really good thing that's happening. I also feel what you're also trying to do, and if they cut us off, I apologize, Natasha. It's just really, we're on our last of the time. You've been so patient. Thank you guys for Psychics Gone Wild.
Thank you
for the opportunity. Natasha, what I'm feeling that the also happening is I agree very much with Psychic Celeste that this is in the relationship. I feel this person that you've got not only has a emotion with you, but you guys have fought and waited to get together, and I feel some tears here. I feel some really, some of it's release. Some of it is you're just not going to believe you finally are getting to have this relationship.
Oh, wow. That's great.
So what I'm feeling very strong. I agree with Psychic Celeste. This is really much what they're doing. I think the angels are also, Natasha, telling me that make sure and kind of watch because it's the upcoming year. There's going to be some other things there. You've got angels with you, but you're not done with some of the watching with the other energies. They seem to be really trying to block you, cause energy there for you.
Okay.
And thank you, Natasha. I apologize. We only gave you a little bit of time. Make sure to get a hold of us. And earlier, we're on our last little beep. They sometimes now will just cut us off and not even let me keep going on the episode. But we're going to
okay.
try and go as far as we can.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Natasha.
Thanks.
We got no problem. Thank you, Natasha. We got 573. You've got about 3 seconds. No, I'm teasing you. 573, can you see me or hear me?
Hello.
Hello.
What's
Hello.
Up?
What's up? We're like going wild here. We've been waiting for you. Psychic's Gone Wild. How are you today?
I know you've been waiting for me. Michelle, how are you?
Oh, we are going good, Michelle. I want to thank you. This is Jethro, and this is a very good friend of ours and family member, Michelle. This is my very good friend, Celeste. This
Hi.
Is good.
Hi.
Oh, we have been wanting to read with you, and I've been thinking about you strongly. You need to come on and do one of the shows with me.
I do.
You know, we're waiting for you.
Now. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, and I hear the boyfriend's calling on the phone, and I'm like, little
I'm
joke.
Not here at work.
Oh, okay. The boyfriend's calling for somebody else, and I'm really jealous.
I do need to get a reading from you.
Thank you.
I have a lot of stuff going on.
I'm feeling it. And all joking aside, you guys know, Michelle is one of the best people, and I always really just tease people I love. She's a very good person and all things with it. I will give you one, and we need to get together on a reading. You've got here with it. Please get a hold of me at my number because I have other number, my 928-284-0437. And
hold on. Give it to me again.
928-284.
Okay.
0437.
Okay.
Very good. We were just talking about women and personalities, and I'm trying to put their claws into you and people, and I thought of you. This is a very good friend of mine, too, and family person that we've just adopted each other's family. Raised 2 sons together, very excellent men, and we got some story. You guys, someday when you listen to Psychics Gone Wild, me and Michelle will tell you some stories that'll raise your hair.
Awesome.
Yeah. Very good friends, and they've given me the grace to let me read for her family through years and just people, and we've just stayed in contact, stayed real close, and really good person. And
something
Michelle,
always happens when it comes my time for a reading.
No. Oh, no.
At the last 3 minutes of the show.
Oh, no.
I just thought that. Isn't that ironic? And this has been happening since, like, 1998,
97. They're messing with you, whether it's your guys or angels. They're messing with you, huh?
Yep. So I'll call yourself that number that you gave me, and then this way you have my cell phone number. And
yeah.
I can get the times of the show and call earlier.
Well, thank you, Michelle, and we're going to have you come on one day. Michelle is very gifted and a very good person, and we will do that. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and go right into the next person here we've got going on, and I'm trying to get you guys at the last, so if it beeps me out, it's not that I'm being rude. It's the gift next to me sometimes. So we're going into 719, you're on, and this is our good friend 719.
Good morning, Jeff. So it's just Kelly. I've just been listening.
Good deal. We got you on. You're the last one. Everybody that's been waiting, thank you guys who have been real patient. You just heard from Michelle. We got Kelly on. We've got Celeste. We're going to go ahead with you guys and do the time for the readings. You guys have all heard how to get a hold of us. We thank you very much. Thank you, Kelly, for taking care of this weekend while I went and played on the island. I had no phone, and it was so nice. And
I wondered.
You heard when we first started the show, I had a new friend named Sandy. He was a sand star that liked me a lot. And Kay wouldn't let me keep him. I had to put him back, but he was purple and really cool. And so I do have a picture of his dad. He was like brown with bigger starfish. I'm sure it was his dad. I just know. But it's like he's going to be on, and I got a picture of him that'll be on Facebook for those of you fans and friends that want to watch Jethro being silly in Florida. So please, we'll do that. I thank everyone. We've got been a really, really excellent show. We've got everybody there. I think that we just pretty much got a class started for me and Psychic Celeste in New Orleans. So those of you who are very interested in that, as you heard earlier, please get a hold of us and contact. I have a feeling that that's going to take off. I think this is also, I want to thank Best American Psychics for the time you've given me, the pressure you've done, the pleasure of being part of you. I want to also, before I forget, let everyone know that this is Psychic Jethro in the top 50 in the world, and it's because of friends and family like you who took the time to write in and tell them about the readings and the things I've done, and the angels who gave me the gift to show you your future. So blessings to each and every one of you. Remember, we're out there, so please be good. No, I'm kidding. Remember, be out there, so call us again when you're good. Love you. Have a good day. Bye.